seems like we're starting to like goof off the spot. Is this something you have to just continue to work on?
Struggling when he moves off his spot. You know, I mean, I think it's been, I think there's been a lot of good work. You know, there's been one or two plays that we miss here or there. Any quarterback, it's always challenging when you get moved off your spot. But I actually think he responds pretty well to that. We probably missed one or two. But I think overall, in the whole body of work, I think it's been solid.
With young quarterbacks, young and experienced quarterbacks, is it tough to evaluate how well your rookie is at the point?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's very competitive out here all the time. I mean, every player that's here deserves to be here. You got to fight and scratch for every rep, for every play, and you got to prove what you can do on every play. So, you know, we're looking for receivers that are coming off the ball, making plays when they're coming their way, and it's very competitive on both sides. So I think that's helping us develop at the receiver position.
Frank, what's this?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to miss as a player. From a player's perspective, a coach, you hate missing practice. I mean, you love ball. That's what you're here to do. You're getting paid a lot of money to play ball, but you also understand that there's sometimes personal reasons, that there's personal things that come up, and that's between he and coach. And so, thankfully, he's a vet, been around the block a few times, and so we'll just pick up right where we left off when he gets back.
Jeremy, what kind of sense do you have of what's keeping him out and how long he'll be out?
You know, I mean, I think it was more just precautionary. I mean, I just think it's Alshon has come in, shown us what he can do right away. Just got a little ding here or there, just precautionary, and then get him ready to go pretty soon.
As far as red zone work, how does that affect the way you prepare, not having guys like Alshon, LeGarrette out there, because they're going to be a big part of that package?
Yeah, well, they definitely, you know, Alshon and LeGarrette are a big part of the red zone package, but gives other guys, and so yeah, you want them in there. But we'll have plenty of more red zone periods when those guys are here. We'll get a lot of reps, got some good reps with them in OTAs to kind of figure out some things we can do with them. And then, but in the meantime, it gives other guys a chance. And you know, the package doesn't just revolve around those two. Those two are certainly key components of it, but it gives us a chance to work other things as well.
What is the most, has Seumalo has been a starter now 10, 11 days. Have you seen an elevation in his play?
I have. I really have. You know, he's rising to the challenge. You know, going against Jernigan every day. I mean, he's a pretty good player. So, I see Isaac getting better. You know, he's going up against a very formidable foe every day in practice, and I think he's done a good job and gotten better.
Yeah, I would.
In the past, I've experimented with different guys to pull back, but now it looks like Dylan Gordon's getting the battery. Assuming he's on the team this year, would he be the guy?
You know, he played, obviously with his background, we know he can catch the ball. We know he sees things pretty good from back there. I think we're continuing to, we want to continue to give a handful of guys reps back there. Dylan has been the focus. We'll probably continue to rep some other guys back there. We want that to be part of our offense. So Dylan's done a nice job. We know he can catch the ball. He actually has a pretty good feel finding holes back there. So he's done well, but we'll continue to evaluate several people at that position. Yeah, I think that's what we're all. I mean, one thing about this group here, in our offense, this whole organization, this whole team is, it's really all about our team getting better. And for our team to get better, players have to make steps and make progress. And certainly Carson is one of those guys. But really, as an offense, we look at it as a unit. You know, we feel very good about the guys we have on our offensive unit. And it'll be a great sense of accomplishment if we have a vision and a belief in what we can do this year, and we're set out to do it. And when you accomplish something like that together, no doubt a great sense of pride.
Is that the same? Go back to the situation we had with Manning as a quarterback, so Rivers is a quarterback. Or is it different? All right,
so yeah, I mean, your point is well taken. You got a young quarterback. He had a pretty solid first year. You want to see continued growth. That position gets a lot of focus. He gets a lot of focus. So no doubt he's got that on his shoulders. And I'm confident he's going to take those steps.
As a coach, when you see tempers flare a little bit like they did today, is it almost a good thing to see the guys are bad?
Yeah, it is a good dynamic right now. I think Coach Peterson has done a great job of setting the tone and having it be very competitive. But I think guys need to know, and I think they do know, you really got to know how to compete your butt off but still take care of each other. And so tempers flare a little bit, but that's just all part of it, and everybody knows that. But you got to compete hard and still be mature enough to know how to do that and take care of each other. I think the things that impressed me with Nelson are two things. One, the number of big plays he's making, and two, the consistency in which he's making them. And not only making the big plays, but the consistency of which he's doing everything, his route running, ball catching. He's just at a good spot right now.
Smallwood continues to really come alive in his live tackling. As a coach, how do you get him to carry that over, you know, from day to day, as opposed to not just, but more on the live period?
I mean, I think, when you get live periods, sometimes the tendency, he's just a football player. He's got really great instincts. Everybody has good instincts. I think Wendell has above average instincts, and I think that just shows when it goes live. And I think he's been doing a good job pretty much every day. There's always things we got to get better at, mistakes that we make, but I think Wendell's making progress and very happy he's on our team. His leadership. You can't say enough about his leadership. He's in complete control out there. He's like another quarterback on the field. He's physically in great shape. He can play all. He wants to be out there every snap. So I think he sets the tone up front. He's a vocal leader. He's an emotional leader. He's a physical leader, and he's doing a great job for us. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to miss practices, especially when you're a rookie. But, it's a long season. And, as one of our draft picks, you just got to be smart about it. You got to resist the temptation to want to get back too soon and re-aggravate something or re-injure something. Then you're out longer. So, obviously, our training staff is going to do a great job and kind of put the reins on players, play it safe. Thankfully, Pump is very smart. I think he's really into it, even when he's not in there the last couple days, getting all the mental reps you can. I mean, we're big believers. You got to be believers in mental reps. I mean, there's a lot of studies out there that show that if you can put yourself, you can be standing behind a line of scrimmage and you can put yourself in the game, and you can actually make your nervous system feel like you're in the game if you can concentrate and see it and believe it. So, we emphasize that with our players just to get the mental reps when they can't be in there. Corey's really done well. He shows today he looked good in goal line, and so to be able to do that in short yardage, but then still be able to be elusive enough. As I wouldn't say he's your premier third down back, but he's a guy who could play on third down. He's a guy who can play on third down as long as you know your protections. He needs to clean that up a little bit, get a little cleaner on the protection calls and being at the right place, identifying. We've had a few errors there, but I think Corey's making overall good progress. I think his strength is as a runner. I mean, when you put the ball in his hands, he's aggressive, he's elusive, he runs strong, and I think the other areas of his game are developing to come along with that.
Frank, with the young players, Doug talks about stacking the good days together. Have you seen that from Marcus and Mac and some of the receivers?
Yeah, I mean, really, stacking the days together is important. And for a guy who has never really done it live out there on Sundays, Sunday after Sunday, even more so important. And Marcus and Mac have certainly been doing that.
Take a couple more. Coach, how is he about small?
His instincts, his aggressiveness, how smart he is. I think he's got very good physical skills. He's fast. He's quick. He's a thrashing runner. He's fearless.
Coach, obviously there's not live hitting every day. How much more weight is given to periods, like the one today when you're evaluating,
You know, you love these periods. You love these periods. I'm glad Coach makes the decision that he makes to give us opportunities to do this. Because as an offense, what happens is sometimes you run plays and a defender breaks through and it looks like it's a negative run, but then you get in live periods and sometimes you find out that those what seemingly are negative runs turn into 5 and 6 yard gains because you actually have to tackle the guy to the ground. And so it gives us a chance on offense to see our backs, who can make guys miss, who can keep their balance, who can turn those negative plays into positive plays, who can get those extra yards, up inside, get a push. I think it's really good for us for evaluation purposes. And I think it puts a different tone and tempo on the offensive line because they know the backs are going to be running that much harder. And although they practice hard all the time, I think knowing it's live really kind of gets that fired up as well. So thank you. Thanks.